Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour: after an apparent suicide by a Chicago police officer, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging Chicagoans facing severe depression to reach out for help. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Mayor Lightfoot says she doesn't know any specifics of the police officer's apparent suicide on the north side, but she did want to say something about suicides in general, which she says have risen in the city.
This pandemic has taken an incalculable toll, and particularly on people's mental health. So we want to make sure that people reach out, call 311, call 911. There's an array of services that we offer as a city.
Talk to someone. She says we need to take away the stigma of severe depression and encourage people to get confidential help. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 3:06. Health officials reporting more than 50,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered statewide since yesterday.
More than 2.7 million doses of vaccine have been administered in Illinois in less than 3 months. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports roughly 835,000 residents are now fully vaccinated. Meantime, the state announced more than 1,100 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours and 20 additional deaths, half of which were in Cook County. The state's 7-day case positivity rate is 2.4%. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago Public Schools CEO Janice Jackson helped welcome students of Hawthorne Academy in Lakeview back to the classrooms for their first day of in-person learning. Jackson says they will now work on reopening the high schools, sitting down with the union. She says the process of reopening will be complicated but not as contentious as before.
Meantime, in Kane County, district officials say its hybrid learning plan will remain in place for now. They tell the Kane County Chronicle that Caneland schools don't have enough space to safely teach students while maintaining 6 feet of social distancing.
WBBM News Time 3:07. The News Watch continues. Arson homicide detectives now investigating the cause of yesterday's fatal morning fire in the Gresham neighborhood on the south side.
15-year-old Portia Stinson Ford and 34-year-old LaShia Ford were found in the burning house at 86th and Hermitage. They were taken to Little Company of Mary Hospital in Evergreen Park, where they were pronounced dead. Four other people in the house were injured. The cause of the fire is yet to be determined, but a Chicago Fire Department spokesman says there was enough evidence to turn the investigation over to police. The fire department says there were no working smoke detectors in the home. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A community activist is being credited with chasing down a suspected hit-and-run driver and holding him for Chicago police.
Activist Andrew Holmes says he was sitting at a stoplight at Austin and the Eisenhower Expressway around 1:45 yesterday afternoon.
The car was coming off the 290, and immediately when I looked at that car, it was flying too fast. I mean, too fast. I said, he's going to hit some. Before I knew it, he had hit two cars.
Holmes followed first in his car and then chased the suspect on foot through Columbus Park and into an alley past Loretto Hospital. He finally caught up with the guy.
The first thing came out of his mouth was, what did I do? I said, sir, do me a favor. I said, kneel down. Just keep your hands up. Kneel down. Keep your hands up. Who are you? I'm activist Holmes. I'm making a citizen's arrest.
Chicago police say the suspect is 33 years old and that charges are pending. The two people in the car he allegedly hit suffered minor injuries. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Joining 20 of his colleagues who are fighting to keep immigration reunification programs in place, AG Kwame Raoul says the federal government should not terminate the Haitian Family Reunification Parole Program and the Filipino World War II Veteran Parole Program. Raoul says there's no legal basis for any of those. The U.S., he says, is home to the largest Haitian and Filipino migrant populations in the world.
Illinois' Department of Juvenile Justice is celebrating the first graduating class from the department's barber and cosmetology program. The department's director, Heidi Mueller, says the program was created less than a year ago.
We're excited for DJJ because launching an accredited barbering and cosmetology program is something we've wanted to do for years and haven't been able to make a reality until now.
Mueller says the first class of 8 graduates have successfully completed 1,500 hours of instruction and are now eligible to take their state board exams, the last step in becoming a licensed barber or cosmetologist.
Weather expert believes Illinois and other Midwest states could experience an active tornado season through mid-March. NIU meteorology professor Victor Gensini says the Pacific Ocean is colder than normal near the equator, and that sets up jet stream winds to produce warmer weather over the eastern two-thirds of the U.S.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.